Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Here we are on a Sunday morning. You yawned, you stretched, you got up, you put the dogs out. You didn't put the cats out. Why? Because the cats will not come back to you, and you know it. You know it. Admit it. Dogs are a superior animal to the cats. As Josh just told you, this program right here, Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, this is a program that's dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I don't know any trust fund babies. None of my friends are just sitting on piles of $100 bills just peeling them off. Woo! Look at all this money. We all work. I get up every morning, Monday through Friday. I get up, brush my teeth, put my pants on, get in the car, and I go to work just like you. And what I want to do is make sure that your life, your work life, is just a little bit easier. I tell you stories. I give you advice. I have weekly contributors that all they care about is making your life just a little bit better. Okay? Now, I always start off with telling stories and all this. You know, if you listen to the show, if you're a regular listener, which a lot of you are, surprisingly enough, I didn't run you off. You listen and you send me hate mail about being a dog lover and not liking cats. You can keep sending that to me all you want. I say it all the time. Dogs are a superior animal. But you know what? I want to talk to you a little bit. All you people that are out in the workforce, some of you are in sales. Now think about it. Every business that's out there has goods or services that they're trying to sell. That's just it. No matter what, we are in sales. If you're mowing lawns, somebody's out there trying to get new contracts so you can mow more lawns and they can make more money. That's business. Doesn't matter what it is, there's goods and services that are being sold, and you're a part of it. If you're in the workforce, somebody at your company is selling goods and services or providing them. That's the way it is. So for the sales folks, I want to tell you, you know what? I'm inundated. My email inbox is inundated with garbage every day. People are trying to sell me anything and everything that doesn't even relate to me. They don't know me as a consumer, as a buyer. What they have is a buckshot approach. People call me. I get recorded phone calls calling me. It's not even human beings. I get these weird, you know, computers calling me and pitching me stuff that couldn't be farther away from anything that I would ever want to do. You know, it's just what I want to tell you folks that are in sales in one capacity or another is to do your upfront due diligence. It's shameful right now to one-size-fits-all your sales approach. If you're making phone calls to sell your product, before you ever pick up the phone, you have to understand what your target audience is. How are your goods and services going to help that intended buyer? What industry is it in? You know, there's a buckshot approach and there's a rifle shot approach. You've got to do the due diligence. You know, if you just call me about something that doesn't relate to me in one way, shape, or form, what does that tell me? You're calling me trying to pitch me on something I could care less about? It tells me that you didn't take the time to do a little bit of research, a little analysis. And guys, the way it is right now, the internet is so powerful. I mean, LinkedIn is a great tool. You can go in, if you're selling software, you can go to someone's LinkedIn profile and they'll probably list the software that they use for the company. It's just right there. It takes minutes to do a little bit of upfront due diligence before making a cold call. There's no excuse for cold calls in this business. And I put that on email marketing too. That's all shameful. You know, and one thing that I think that every single person that's in sales is you have to understand your market. You also have to understand how to take market share. No matter what your goods or services are that you sell, somebody else is selling them too. What's so good about yours? You have to do, again, understand your competitors. You do competitive analysis. What do my competitors do? Who are they? Where are they? What do they do well? What do they do not so well? And why would a buyer use me instead of using them? right? This is all part of how you capture market share, and you can't capture any market share if you're not doing any pre-call due diligence. And it's shameful. I see it every day. You guys know because you're on the other side of those calls too. Some of you are getting calls at your house or at work, and they're just irrelevant. And you know what? And if it's you making those calls, well, shame on you, doggone it. Don't do that anymore. Do your upfront due diligence before you pick up the phone and make any sales call. All right, guys. And I have some great guests for you today. But I'm going to tell you first off, I work for SNI Companies. We're a staffing company. We're highly specialized. And we have a number of different vertical markets that we operate in. Meaning I have technology professionals that only place technology professionals. They can talk techie. I have accounting and finance professionals that all they do is place accounting and finance professionals, general office, administrative, clerical, banking, etc. But we're not generalist providers. We're highly specialized. Why? Because we become experts when we do the same thing over and over and over. And I am hiring in Jacksonville. SNI Companies is hiring. We're looking to build the dream team here, folks. If you want to be a part of it, we're looking for folks with drive, ambition, passion, people that are fun, and people that want to serve the clients, the candidates, and serve the community. That's what we're looking for. Servants of the community, stewards of the community, good, hardworking, fun people. I'm hypersensitive to my group dynamic, too. But what I wanted to do, guys, is I invited my SNI financial team to join me here this morning to talk about what it is to be a recruiter, what it's like to work at SNI companies. And today we have Ryan Burrell. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Glad you're here. Virginie Mesha. Glad you're here, Virginie.
Thank you.
Not
Thank
a first timer, right?
Nope.
Been out here.
Yep.
And Patricia Wisniewski. Patricia, welcome back to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. The good thing is we've had, we got a good mix in here. We have, Ryan's brand new to the team. He's been here for a couple, 3 weeks. We have Virginie, who's been around for a long time. Patricia's been around for a while. Virginie, you've been in the industry for how many years?
Gosh, I don't know, maybe a combination of maybe 5, 7 years.
5 or 7 years. And you come, you're placing accounting and finance professionals. Talk a little bit about your education and your experience in accounting and finance.
Yep. So I started off with an accounting background. I was dealing with all of accounts payable when I was in Orlando in the hospitality industry. Love that. That was fun. And then moved up here to Jacksonville, and then went and got my bachelor's degree in management and then my MBA. And here I am.
Yeah, and you're good at what you do.
I love what I do.
And I'm gonna go right around. Patricia, what is your background? And then I want to hear what you like about being a recruiter in this industry.
So my background is a little bit different than Virginie's. I actually started out in education. So I'm from New Jersey, got my education there, have my master's actually in teaching English as a second language, and fell into recruiting myself. So I've been in the field for a little over 2 years, and I love it because I get to use all of my instructing background and what I get to do every day with meeting candidates and being able to coach the people that I send out for jobs, and that's just something that brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, you know what's great is when people, nobody is a professional interviewer, right? You know, nobody is. You know, for a lot of the people that we represent, they only interview once every 5 or 10 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. Some they haven't interviewed in 15 years or more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think, okay, I'm going to get my shoes shiny and I'm going to wear a crisp shirt and a bright tie, or I'm going to look a certain way. But, preparing yourself for behavioral interviews and presenting yourself the best way and truly being ready for an interview, that's tough. And I hear you all the time coaching people, helping them understand what it's like, what they're going to go through and how to best prepare themselves. And I think your teaching background is help. Would you agree that?
Yeah, I think so, because sometimes people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm there to help. I mean, this is a business, but at the same time, anybody who comes through our doors, I'm able to have them walk out, letting them know, okay, they're leaving with something, and that, being my educational background is I'm able to really kind of build them up and motivate them and make them feel like, yeah, like I can get out there and do this.
Right, right. And you're also very good at what you do. Now, Ryan's the newest member of the team. And, you know, guys, I'd say it all the time. If you're going to get into staffing and recruiting, you don't go to college and get, you know, your undergraduate in staffing and then your master's degree in recruiting. There's no courses. There's no degree in it. We all end up here. At some point, we knew somebody that was in recruiting and they switched the tables on us, or we work with the recruiter and we say, you know what, I could do that. I'd love to do that job. It's interesting. Ryan, what's your background?
Yeah, my background through college, I worked as an EMT and a dispatcher at an ambulance company. And then once I graduated, I was looking to get into some sort of profession that was still helping people. So I turned to the nonprofit world and ended up working in the national office of the Scleroderma Foundation in the Boston area for about 7 years. And then I found myself moving to Jacksonville. I was looking for some sort of role where I could continue to help people. And in looking for a job, I met with a recruiter who said, hey, I think you should be a recruiter. Why don't you look around to do that? So I kind of passed the resume around, and I was lucky enough to have Pete reach out to me. And basically, for the last 3 weeks, this is what I've been doing. So having a good time.
And you're doing it. You know what's great?
And we love him.
Ryan's awesome. And he comes through the door. He's quite possibly the biggest human being we've all ever seen in our lives. He's 9 feet tall. You know,
and, big red.
Right. And Andre the Giant wants his clothes back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I say I'm 6'6" and none of it's brains.
But you know what? When I met Ryan, and incidentally, I've been in the business long enough, been here over 20 years right here in Jacksonville, running staffing organizations successfully. You know, there's a lot of people can say they run them, but I run them successfully. Big businesses I've built, and I'm very proud of that. But I have folks all over town, and when they, if they're not hiring and they come across a great person like Ryan, you know, they want to help him. They call me and say, Pete, I know you're hiring. This guy, Ryan, is phenomenal. So I have to thank one of my competitors for pushing his resume to me. And then when I met him and I heard his motives, you know, this is someone, you know, he's not a job hopper at all. He's ready to be a new dad, and he wants an opportunity where he can help people because he's been in the nonprofit space helping people all his time, but he wants an opportunity to make more money without having a cap on it. And in staffing, the more people you help, the more money you make. You can afford to have a lifestyle that's different, maybe better than you had growing up. I know that was important to me. So you've been here a grand total of what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. Just ended my third week.
And, I mean, I have to say, in just 3 weeks, and you do direct placement, which is you find people permanent jobs. Yeah, you got a few things. You're in your first month, you will be on the board, meaning you will put people to work and you will be generating gross margin and commissions for yourself and your household. That's got to feel good.
It feels very good. I mean, that was one of the things too, is I wanted to be able to come in, and especially after meeting you, realizing how quick things could get geared up. So I made it a point as soon as I started that I actually read an article before I started, and it was saying how the only difference between being new and not being new is really what you're thinking behind it. I came in not thinking I was the new guy, thinking how I had to produce right away. So really, I think that was a pretty integral in helping me start my career here, is just go for it.
One of the big things Ryan has brought, and I think we should all say it to each other, to the office, he's from Massachusetts as well. Ryan loves to, as soon as he greets you, the one, sup.
Hey. Sup.
Sup.
Hey, sup. Virginia, as long as you've been doing it, you've been doing it a while. And again, we like to say, and this business is kind of like a circle of life. I've placed people as a staff accountant 20 years ago. Now they're the CFO, and who do they call when they need help? The phone rings this way, and Pete, the job guy, will take a call. Virginia, I know coming in here, you were really excited. We don't have to talk specifics, but you were just sharing with me something. And tell the listeners a little bit about, because I want people to hear what it's like to be, even if you've been doing this for, you heard her 7, 8, 9 years, she's been doing it. It's still exciting. And you came in like a ball of thunder. Oh, yeah. And we're kind of talking about it a little bit. Go ahead.
Ma'am, I mean, first of all, we've got such great momentum. I mean, it's such a privilege to help, you know, people within our community, businesses, small, medium businesses, corporations. But so this is something we've been working for a little bit over a week, and they reached out to us for a very high level position. And we're just going back on agreements and what that's going to look like. And Trish found this amazing, I mean, like, perfect guy.
Why, thank you.
Well, you know.
So client needs a CFO.
Right.
You know, we got to go, you know, every consumer right? We're taught to, we want the most and pay the least. Okay, so sometimes, yeah. you know, pricing, we'll never be the cheapest, but we're a cut above. If we we produce candidates that are head and shoulders above what the market will produce, and our fee might be a little bit higher, but we're very, very competitive, but our service is different and it's better. But I love it when the order comes in, and that was not an easy find. What they asked for a lot, a CFO, high level, and Patricia was, you found the candidate, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. It takes, I mean, it takes searching. It takes digging, and it takes, it's almost like a game that you play with yourself. And so that's why I enjoy it. Because
right.
I say, okay, this is what I got to find. This is what I got to do. I kind of put my hands together, and I go, all right, let's do this. And and everybody who sits around me, too, is just like, yeah, go get it. Let's do it. And it's really the energy pushes you. And then you, once you find that person, you're like, let's submit them. Let's get them in there. And it's, you know, it's just like, hurry up. Like, there's a whole big, like, drive, and it makes my heart beat so fast, and I love it.
And I know right now supply and demand for accounting and finance, and well, let's talk about that. We'll stay in the accounting and finance right now. Jacksonville unemployment is 1.8% in accounting and finance, which means zero, okay? Mm-hmm. That means everybody's working right now. So if you put an ad up, you're going to get the best of what's available and who's looking in the market. When you call SNI Financial and you talk to Patricia, Ryan, Virginie, or me, Pete, the job guy, you're going to get the absolute best candidate who doesn't look at ads right now. They're not looking at ads. They have a job. They have they're happy in their job. But we talk to them all the time. What would it take if I found this? And it takes a lot of work and a lot of swinging. And we combine that with the industry's best tools that leverages artificial intelligence to help us find these candidates. But when you find the candidate and you got that awesome job order. Is that not a great... And then we got to convince the clients that what? You got to
see him now.
You got to see him now because they're going to be gone, right? I mean...
Yep. Absolutely.
And I think that's what differentiates us as well. You know, I mean, there's tons of recruiters and there's great recruiters out there as well. You know, we all know there's heavy competition, but... to me, it's really important from a candidate perspective that we keep in touch and we know what they really want. What does that job really look like? And for the client, I mean, like you were speaking about doing due diligence. I mean, we understand the culture, what they're really looking for. Apart from that, you know, HR job description, we understand what it is that they're really wanting. And so when you do have a find like that, of course, you're excited because we're here to streamline the process for our clients. That's why they pay us. I mean, we do this day in and day out. You know, we're fully vetting them. They go through, you know, interviews with us and checking in and double checking, you know, just keeping tabs for sure. Yeah, to see if that's what they really want. Because if it's not, we don't want to waste our clients' time and we don't want to waste the candidates' time either. We're here to make, to you know, make that marriage.
I'm so glad you said that because that's what we're trained to do. Is some people might be tire kickers. They just want to see what's out there. And I understand you can call us. We'll help you see what's out there. But we're going to look to see what is it that you want? What are your motives? Are you running away from something?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some of them might be. They might have a boss or a work environment that's not conducive to what they want. But some people, the commute is too much, or they want higher compensation, or they want a career track or a path that's not available to them at their present employer. You know, there's a lot of different motivators. And we understand. We take the time. Ryan, you've learned in a short period of time, you know, because you've sat with me doing interviews.
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Sat with Virginie, with Patricia, and people in the other divisions, because we train people. We want to make sure you know. But I think you've learned something in your short tenure, because now you're even doing interviews by yourself because you're really good at it. But you understand that it's sometimes it's not just what you say, what they think it is. You got to dig deeper and really get to what people's motives are.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I've realized pretty quickly is that you need to be in it for your client, but you also have to be in it for the candidate, for the job candidate. If a job candidate isn't straightforward with you and you don't know exactly what they want or exactly what they're looking for, and you submit them to a job order, it's not going to work out for anyone. It's not going to work out for the client who you're trying to help, because that person might leave. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help the candidate, because they're going to be looking for another job, and it's clearly not going to help you because it's not going to be good for your name. So it's very important to really realize, I think, exactly what people are motivated by and why they're looking for that job.
I hope people hear this, because it's a key differentiator with working with S&I Financial. We're not out here to just close a deal. Because like Ryan said, you can force fit something. If there's a square peg in a round hole, you can still cash a check on that sometimes, because you mm-hmm. oversell and underdeliver, but you build it up to something that it's not, and it's always going to come back to bite you, and that's not what we're about. You know, Patricia, another thing that we're pretty good at here at S&I Companies is we give back to the community. We're mm-hmm. stewards of the community. Can you give maybe some examples of things that we've done or we're doing at S&I Companies to give back to our community?
Absolutely. That's one of the favorite parts of working at S&I for me is our volunteer team. So a couple things that we've been taking a part of around Christmas time, we were able to help out at the Jacksonville Humane Society and help walk the dogs there because they deserve the love.
Great.
They were adorable, and you know, I will go as often as I can.
You didn't walk the cats, did you, Pete?
And the cats,
no,
too. We gave them catnip
right?
as well.
They took care of the cats.
We did. I know you're a cat guy, too.
I am not a cat guy. I don't ever mistake me for a cat guy. Just a little diversion. Sure. There is a yellow tabby every morning when I get him to have my coffee. He sleeps on my front porch chair.
Aww.
And it's okay. Outdoor cats that aren't mine, bueno. Okay. Indoor cats that are mine, never. Okay, go ahead.
So that was a favorite among our team, but we also had a group go out and help out with an organization called Cash Kids, which was teaching middle school and upper elementary students how to buy and sell products, which is really fun to kind of dive into the economics with school-age children. So we were helping out with that last month. And then next week, we're going to be helping out with Food Pantry. Helping to package and distribute goods to the homeless and veterans. And that's just something that we really value at our company. We love giving back. We're always running drives, raising money, something that we really, you know, love to do.
Yeah, it's in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It's to be stewards of the community. We live off the community. And if you're always making withdrawals and not making deposits, it's not good. And Virginia, I know you participate in a lot of charities and things. I know you went to a bow tie event not long ago.
The bow tie ball, yeah. So I sit on the board as an event chair for the Shercliffe Society, which is part of the St. Vincent's Foundation. So it's a young professionals group. So we were able to raise, after everything was said and done, $26,000 that actually went, to newbies. So monitorings for pregnant women.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what, you know, when you talk about where you might want to work, and I'm telling you, this is a call to folks that want to get into the industry. If you've never done it before, Ryan's never done it before, and he's going to earn a commission in his first month. I'm not blowing smoke.
No,
this is happening.
He's got
deals right now that are finalizing because he came in. We show him, and I told him, when you come in, and it's not widgets. You don't have to sit and learn your business. You know, here's my product. Here's the features and benefits, and it's going to take me 3 months and all these training seminars to understand my product well enough to represent. No, we sell people. I sell people. What I do is I sell skill sets that the people have. But I understand what their value add is, what companies that appeals to, and then we match them up like that. And we make sure that, you know, within accounting and finance, even within accounting and finance, we're dealing with the skill sets that move, that are in high demand, and our clients know it. So Ryan, what's fun about working at S&I? Are we really stuffy and it's you know, you come in every day, you get off the elevator and you say, oh gosh, another day of this?
Yeah, this is all a farce, folks. It's tough to walk in. No, it's been great. I can't believe how fast-paced everything is. There's so many moving parts. Everyone has been just unbelievable so far in helping me kind of get my feet here. But I mean, you come in every day. As I've learned, is the night before, right before you leave, you kind of make a list for yourself to figure out what you're doing the next day. And a lot of times that you're working around a ton of new stuff that's coming in, right? So you might have your plan, but even today, we got something that moved really quick this morning, and all of a sudden it was all hands on deck, the whole team working on the same thing.
But
so,
but it was fun.
Super fun, absolutely.
And all day long, we're just laughing. Yep. And really, that's what, because, you know, the things can get stressful. This is hard, it can be hard work, but it's really about your attitude and your work ethic. Because once you get in there, you just say, you can't take yourself too seriously.
Absolutely.
You know, things can get a little, you know, strenuous at times because you have a lot of pressure. Like, I gotta get this filled. This is great. But you just got to laugh. You got your teammates there. And we're really there for each other. Like, you know, Ryan and Virginie, if they're extremely receptive to advice that I give. So, you know, kind of vice versa. It's really, really nice.
Guys, that music right there tells us we have to go to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. And today we have our guests, SNI Financial, the team comprised of me, yours truly, Pete the Job Guy, Ryan, Virginie, and Patricia. Which brings me now to the point where we're going to hire and fill up our national recruiting call center. And Patricia, why don't you, I know that's where you got your start in mm-hmm. the business, in our national recruiting call center. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what it's like and what they do day to day.
Sure. So when I first started SNI, that's where I began my story. And in the National Recruiting Center, what I would do is I would get job orders, and they were all across the country. So they would say, here's the job scope, here's the job description, here's the tools, go find us the best person. So I'd go on my search from there.
Okay, good. And we have associate recruiters. This is a great spot for people to really learn the business. You know, this great order flow. They're usually volume orders. Clients will say, you know, here's what we need. Or there'll be a VMS, a vendor management system that has the job description. And you just submit a bunch of candidates. That's, you know, it's good that you said that, because SNI Companies is part of GEE Group. And we have almost 40 offices nationwide. So the same great level of service we give our clients here in Jacksonville, if you have a branch office that's in Dallas, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, in Boston, Massachusetts, or in Washington, D.C., or South Florida, what have you, you can say, hey, Patricia, not only do I need this accountant here, but I need, you know, 4 IT people to do an upgrade or a conversion out in Denver. Can you help me with that? And you can as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's great. All right, Virginie. Talk a little bit about clients. If clients need some more information about SNI, or how do you help clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So being that it's the beginning of the year, we usually reach out and we'll do almost like an audit, like seeing what their 2019 hiring needs are, what's coming up in the pipeline, where are you hurting, where is the big problem, where can we best help you? And obviously we're finance and accounting, but it's also administrative, you know, the contract to hire folks, maybe it's a project that they have to do, maybe it's, you know, on the IT side, where can we, you know, best come in and provide you your needs so that you can do what you do best, right? Like,
right.
Whether it's accounting or you're, you know, in IT and you've got to hash out that implementation, that is what we're here for. So, I'm really close with my clients. I like to sit down with them. I know what's coming up in the pipeline. I know what they're looking for already. So we get to, you know, pipeline that for them. And so it's really great to be able to work with them and feel like you're part of their team too.
Right,
you know,
right. Because you are. I mean,
right.
We're partners in this together. And I love it. Within accounting and finance, not only is there a seasonality to the business, right? There's also at different points, you got month end, you got quarter end, you have year end, you have fiscal year end, you know, here we're in tax season, you have all the different things. And if you map it out with your clients, you can already pipeline the skill sets that they need at different points in the year. It is exciting. And again, it's not an ancillary part of our job. We recruit every day. It's all we do. You go close your books and do your accounting and you know, debits and credits and all the fun stuff. We are going to find the best possible resources to help make your lives a little easier. Ryan, from the candidate side, talk to us a little bit about the candidate side.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking a couple different ways for candidates. One is if there's an open job order, if someone there's a client out there looking for someone right now. But the other way is basically we have job orders coming in all the time, right? So we want to be quicker than the next person. So we want to bring in that senior accountant or that accountant that's looking for work right now. And we want to make sure we know exactly what they're looking for and what kind of compensation they're looking for, so that when one of those job orders does come up, we move very fast. We already know who we need to know and everything like that.
Right. What Ryan is saying is, guys, there's two parts of this business. There's the reactive and there's the proactive. Reactively, client says, hey, I need this. Proactively, we are always, always prolific recruiters. We want to talk to everybody. Not only do we want to talk to all the accounting and finance people in Jacksonville, we want to talk to the ones that they know and who they've ever spoken with. We want to know them because we want to help you. At some point in time, as secure as you are in your job, I got this great job, I don't need to talk to Pete the job guy and his team, I'm all set. But guess what happens? Your company gets acquired. You merge. You move. A lot of things can happen that can shake your world. The time to develop a relationship with SNI Financial is when everything is going right. So when you get the call from Virginia, you get the call from Patricia, from Ryan, or Pete the job guy, take the call. Get up and shut your doggone door. How many times do you get that? Oh, Patricia, hang on just a second. Let me shut my door. It happens every day. But guys, listen, I appreciate you spending your Sunday morning with me. I mean, you have to look at me every doggone day at work, but I appreciate you coming in. Any parting words from each of you? We can take your time. We'll go right around. We'll start this way. Ryan, anything you want?
All right, perfect. Yeah, if you are in the area of Jacksonville and you're a financial analyst or a staff accountant or a senior accountant, I want you to call me, Ryan the Job Guy. 904-713-2550, SNI Companies. Give me a call.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Hey, Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a business here in Jacksonville or, you know, outside of Jacksonville, give us a call, 904-713-2550. We would be more than happy to sit with you and talk about your hiring needs. And also, if you're looking for a job, you know, we want people who are intentional, ambitious, and have the right motives, you know, in this business to join our team.
Great. And Patricia.
Yeah. And so if you are a candidate who is happy with what you're doing or you're looking, just give me a call. Talk to me about what your interests are. I'll be a resource for you. And again, like Virginia was saying, if you're interested in getting into recruiting, I know exactly what it's like to transition careers. So if you ever need just somebody to talk to as well, we're here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Guys, if you want to join this winning team too, you reach right out to Pete the Job Guy. 904-713-2550. I want to thank my great guests. Now, you guys go out and have a great rest of your day here on Sunday, and I appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And now it's time, hard workers. This is where you get your paper and pen out, and you're going to write down something on that paper that you're going to do differently as a result of listening to this show today. Because this segment right now is for leaders or managers that want to become leaders or people that are going to be leaders at some point in their careers. We have leadership lessons from Coach Larry. With no further ado, take it away, Coach Larry.
Today I'm going to share some tips so that you're in internal emails get noticed and people take action. This may sound pretty basic, but I can tell you firsthand, it doesn't matter if you're the boss, the CEO, or you want to share that the office has just won the lottery pool. Emails simply don't get attention. So the first thing we need to do is explore, why does this happen? Why do you send an email asking people to take action and they completely ignore you, even if you are the boss? First of all, please don't take it personally. And by personally, I mean that it really is your fault. No, seriously. We have thousands upon thousands of things competing for our attention every day. I know myself, I will open an email and say, oh yeah, I need to do that. Oh, it's due next week. When I'm at my best, I put a reminder in my calendar. But if that next to-do buzzes in, whether it's a text, someone stopping by, or if there's free donuts in the break room, then your email and your task that you just sent me, now it's old news. But today I'm not going to talk about how to manage your tasks or emails, but I want to give you some tips that will increase the likelihood of people taking action on your emails. The first tip came from my old workplace. We decided as a group that we would create subject lines that clearly stated the expectation of the reader. We used three prompts. We would start the subject line with action required, or response required, or for your information, or FYI. And if it was an action or response required, we would put a due date in the heading. These specific ones may not work in your office, but find out what does. A couple of hints when it comes to assigning due dates, and this comes from psychology. What happens when you give someone 2 weeks to do something? Well, typically they either forget or take the full 2 weeks. If you give the person 1 week to do something, then it gets their attention. Many people are pressure prompted. I know I am. Now, that doesn't mean that you give them 1 week to do something that takes 2 weeks, but be careful not to set a task too far into the future because people are going to forget it. You know, another thing that really grinds my gears, it's when I get an email forwarded to me that contains a super long string of emails that sometimes go back weeks in time. The original subject line has been forwarded multiple times, and many times it's not relevant anymore. And the worst part about it is that sender doesn't even specify what they need. They just forward the email, and they expect me to read the whole history and pick out the action items. And guess what? I used to do that. I would read the whole thing, and by doing that, I was reinforcing this poor behavior that Larry's going to figure it out. So tip number two, if you want people to pay attention to your emails, check the subject line to make sure it still makes sense, and then summarize what you want them to do at the top. That's courtesy. Don't just ask them to read the whole string of emails. You need to make it easy for them. Thirdly, I like reading emails that are scannable. Yes, you may be an excellent and entertaining writer, but in business, we need to always assume that people simply don't have the time to read. I'm not saying it's right, but they don't. So put the ask up front in the email. Use words like what you need to do, what I expect from you. Use bullets, use numbers, bold things. And you could always provide more information, you know, for that person that always likes to read the whole history. But tell them that if they want more information, read below. Finally, get agreement from your team that everyone will follow these guidelines. It doesn't work so well if only a handful of people are using these tips. And stick to it. In no time, it will become a habit. And you're going to notice that your emails are getting the attention they deserve. So let me know how it goes. And if you have additional tips, I'd love to hear about them. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn or via my website, MendozaAndO'Brien.com.
Guys, that's Coach Larry right there. Larry O'Brien, Mendoza and O'Brien. I want you to link in with Larry O'Brien. I want you to follow Larry. And if your company has managers that you want to transform into more effective leaders, reach out to Coach Larry. He is the best in the business. I've known Larry for over 25 years. He is a professional. He is at the top of his game. And if you need help, you call Larry. Okay? Guys, my company is SNI Companies. If you need recruiting help, you call SNI Companies here in the greater Jacksonville area, 904-713-2550. You can always reach me at pete@petethejobguy.com. You heard from my guest today from SNI Financial. We had Patricia, Virginie, and Ryan. And you hear, we have a lot of fun at work. But make no mistake, we are professional recruiters, and we talk to so many people day in and day out. If you're a hiring manager, and let's say you're a controller and you need a staff accountant here in Jacksonville, you place an ad. Let's say you do place an ad. But I want you to understand, when you place an ad, you get the best candidates that are on the market, qualified or unqualified. You're going to get what the market will bear. At SNI Financial, the candidates that we present aren't on the market. They're not looking at ads. They have jobs. They have good jobs, and they're happy. But you see, we proactively recruit all day long, every day. It's not an ancillary part of our jobs. This is what we do. And we talk to people, and we'd call up and we'd say, "Hi, Josh, this is Pete with SNI Financial. How are you doing?" "Yeah, I'm a professional recruiter, and I place people just like you, accountants, maybe that are ready for that next step in their career. I was wondering if you'd like to talk a little bit about what's job opportunities, you know?" And you know, you'd be surprised how many people get up and shut the door when we call. But I'm always recruiting, and my team is always recruiting, so that when you, Mr. or Mrs. Hiring Manager, have an open position, you know, you can place your ad. It costs you nothing to see what my best candidate looks like, okay? And my candidate, I don't earn a fee if I can't produce a candidate that's head and shoulders above what you can find on your own. That's the space we're in at SNI Financial, 904-713-2550. If you're in the technology, let's say you're a technology manager here in town, and you need maybe you have an implementation, a rollout, an upgrade, or a conversion, where you just need, you know, another extra set of hands, maybe a few, maybe you need 10 people to come out and do this for you, and it needs to be over the weekend so that you can do it and all the users will be ready when they come back to work Monday. You call SNI Technology, led by Ben Cusson, right here in Jacksonville, 904-713-2550, SNI Technology. If you need a highly specialized skill set, and I don't care if it's in application development, if it's infrastructure, big data, if it's business intelligence, whatever it is, Ben and his team, they talk techie. Ben's been in this business almost as long as I have, but he understands technology. So he's not looking for buzzwords on a resume. Matter of fact, if you have a need, Ben can sit across from you and say, "Where are you at right now? Where are you looking to go? And let me help you fill in the gaps right here." He'll help write your job description because he's that tech savvy, and he's surrounded by an entire team that understand technology because it's all they do. And that team does direct hire. They can find a highly specialized skill set faster and better than anybody. I mean, I don't believe I'm talking out of school or overselling this. This is, if you look in the Jacksonville Business Journal, you can look up SNI companies. You can see where we sit for the area's largest staffing firms. This is what we do day in and day out, and we're very, very good at it. I have a Staffing Now team. Let's say you need customer service reps. It's your peak season, and you need 30 people for a month to answer phones and process data. You call Staffing Now, 904-713-2550. Guys, you can always reach me, Pete the Job Guy, at that same number, 904-713-2550. Email me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'm happy to help you. I place accounting and finance professionals. I help you with technology, administrative, clerical. I'm in that professional space. Those are the folks that I can help place. But I spend a lot of time answering Pete the Job Guy calls when people call. I don't care what the profession is, and they just need a little help, and I'm happy to help you. I'm a good sounding board, a good listener, and I can give you advice because I am an expert. I always look at these bloggers that want to offer advice, and they haven't done it but for 6 months, and they want to tell you, you know, here's the way to write a resume. I've been doing this. This is my career. This isn't a hop, skip, and a jump, and I'm going to do something next week. I'm a professional recruiter, professional staffing specialist. And I can help you like others can. Guys, this brings us to one of my favorite parts of the show right here. This is where we have one of my good buddies from way back when, the world famous Boston Danny with his Boston update.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Danny here with Tidings from the North. We're still basking in a post-Super Bowl Patriots glow. And I have to say that being world champion still feels awesome. To know that the team you've been following wins the top prize, no matter what the sport, nothing is so satisfying. Peter knows what a homer I am when it comes to Boston sports. So I've lived in Boston for over 50 years, and like Peter, I'm a little older and a little bit smarter and kind of looked at as a patriarch in my field of work. But it makes me wonder, what I think is normal is not what the rest of the country uses as a ruler. So here's a few thoughts about things that the rest of you may have a misconception about what being a Bostonian consists of and what the realities are. So to start with, people will say that people from Boston are bad drivers. Okay, we're not the most polite drivers. Actually, were quite effective drivers. There's no way to navigate Boston's geographically challenging and confusing streets by being a bad driver. Who else can parallel park between two lawn chairs during a Northeaster or drive through a blizzard? The term masshole isn't an insult. I kind of take pride in it. So here's another myth. Bostonians love their sports teams. This stereotype may be half true. We Bostonians just don't love our sports team. We worship them. Nobody understands the ups and downs that comes with loving a team better than a Bostonian. You'll see support for all our teams everywhere you look in the city, and blind allegiance to our teams is something to which we excel at. And another thing, not everyone from Massachusetts has the accent. Unless you're from Dorchester or Salty, thick Boston accents, famous for dropping the R's, are few and far between. In Massachusetts, there are 310 towns and 41 cities spread across 14 counties. So there's more than the Boston accent you'll hear. Nobody parks their car in Harvard Yard. The T is better anyways. Speaking of the MBTA, I could tell you how awful the public transportation is in Boston, and we could compare it to that of New York or D.C., or Medellin or Madrid or London, for that fact. But what I realize is that once you leave the Northeast United States, public transport, especially in the train form, is seriously hard to come by. So here's something we have in common with Jacksonville. You know, we live so close to the ocean, so twice daily, in the morning and around sundown, if you're within 15 blocks from the shore, you can smell the salty air mixing with the low tide. Your first whiff of it makes you stop whatever you're doing, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine that you're a sailor rocking gently on a wooden deck 250 years. So, all right, another thing. Not all Bostonians despise New Yorkers. Unless the Red Sox make it to the World Series, we actually don't care if you have on your Yankees cap. Live and let live is what I say. Something I get you Floridians really don't understand, but this is me talking. How about this one? The term wicked pisser. What does it even mean? When is it even applicable in normal everyday conversation? Again, 50 years in Boston. You got to be from here to use it correctly. Sorry. So enjoy this Sunday and relax. But a few of us are excited, and we'd like everyone to wish a happy birthday and many more to April Carter, Rich Huntley, Abby Cobb, Skip Benoit, and Robin Riddle. Have the most wonderful day and enjoy the fact that you're a year older and wiser. So live it up. Peter, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy our Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week.
And thank you, Boston Danny. Another wicked pisser segment. Hey, way to go, kid. That Danny, he's a good egg. You know, we used to play a card game in Massachusetts called 45s. 45s is how it's said, not 45s. 45s. So all my Massachusetts brethren up there, thank you, Boston Danny, for another wonderful update. Guys, this is Pete the Job Guy, my show's hard worker. If you want to be on this show and you have content that is going to help the workforce of today and tomorrow, reach out to me. There's a good chance I'll have you on the show if you have something that's worthwhile to say, okay? My number here is 904-713-2550. My show next week is entirely interactive. I'm going to put a bunch of stuff out on social media, the number to call, and I want you to be part of the show. Guys, SNI Companies is my companies. We are prolific recruiters. We're one of the biggest, but we are the best in town in Jacksonville. If you need recruiting assistance, or you're looking for that next step in your professional career, I want you to reach out to SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. You have just listened to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.